We're going to change tack just for a moment because a former club captain, Jared, that's now doing good things at the Demons, is joining us on the line live. His name is Stephen May and he's with us. Steve, appreciate your time.
G'day, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Stephen, with all these COVID protocols, like, can you talk us through it from your perspective? Has it been difficult, easy? Are you living by yourself with teammates, with your partner? What's it been like?
It has been kind of easy in terms of when the whole statewide restrictions came in. We've sort of still been on those. Like, we can only leave for essentials or exercise. We have been able to now visit, have five teammates over, as a bit of an improve our restrictions a bit. Before that, we weren't allowed to do that. So it has been, a long sort of lockdown period, but we knew we had to do to get the league going. And, at one stage, I didn't even think the season was going to go ahead at all. So I think to credit to all the players and the guys in charge to put some protocols in place for us to start the season again.
Hey, Steve, Richo here. Do you have anyone in your footy hub that has had to move suburbs today?
Not that I know of. We did get a big email outlining anyone who lives in any of those suburbs, the hotspots. I'm not sure. I don't think many of the boys live in those hot spots. Even though we train at Casey, which is near a hot spot, it's a bit ironic. But that place is, that's locked down. That's our home at the moment. That's perfectly safe.
Stephen, did you find yourself at times over the weekend out on the ground starting to nod off, falling asleep? She was a pretty boring old game.
No doubt. Jared, I love getting involved in the play, and I wanted to try and go for some marks or some sports. Mm-hmm. Geelong just kept chipping it around in their back line, so I just found myself doing shuttles across the field, which wasn't much fun and definitely wouldn't have been fun for you guys watching. I think coaches and team defences, they adjust to how a team's playing, and it wasn't an attractive style of footy at all. And, on our behalf, we didn't defend it well enough. We let them take a lot of marks, so it wouldn't have been great. And I did get a little bit bored, as you said, but each game poses its own challenges.
Second question, did you ever talk to your blokes up in the forward line about how about you guys starting to kick a couple of goals? Because everybody in the middle, you're getting the ball down there, but you're not obviously kicking goals. It's frustrating watching Melbourne play, given the amount of times you get it in there for the lack of scoring.
Yeah, definitely. It's sort of the elephant in the room, Like, we know forwards don't, mean to miss goals or drop marks. It's just the, what comes with their job. When we lose a contest in the back line or the mids are getting smacked out of the middle, we get told about that, but no one ever tries to miss a goal. So it is frustrating, and it's probably it's frustrating for those boys as well, Like, they've got a lot of pressure on themselves. And, I think once we start clicking or we kick a few, the momentum shifts. Like, there's nothing scarier than a confident forward, like when Richo was up and about. It wouldn't have been any fun for any of the key backs back then. So hopefully we get a bit of a run on, and with the lack of scoring, it's hard for them to get some momentum.
Yeah, but you can see only seven goals. I think the forwards have got to lift here, Richo.
No, it's no doubt forwards are struggling. Defences are better in this modern era. I'll give them that. Hey, Steve, with the potential of all the Melbourne clubs moving into hubs maybe from next week on, I think the silver lining here for you guys is that you actually might play in some stadiums with some people, because at the G on Sunday I was there and, you could hear the seagulls and it's very echoey. I think playing in front of fans in hubs, it might end up being a real positive for Melbourne teams.
Oh, 100%, mate. When you grow up, you dream of playing on the MCG in front of big crowds. Is one of the main reasons why I came down here, was to play in front of big crowds, play at the G, and I'm back fit, and there's not one person there. So funny how it works out. But definitely, I think even going to wherever it may be, it might be New South Wales, or doesn't look like SA is going to open their borders. So I'm not sure what's happening, but we're going to have even some people come to the games. That'll be a positive, that's for sure.
You take on the Tigers. I suspect you'll go to Lynch, and the Tigers are struggling themselves. So this is going to be one hell of a game, or at least we hope it's going to be one hell of a game. And, there's a few goals on the board, et cetera, but a really tight contest.
Yeah, hopefully there's a few goals. Hopefully none from Lynchy, Jared. Yep. That'll help my job a bit. But they've also got Jack, who's copped a little bit. So only response is going to come from him is probably a bag of goals. So hopefully that's not this week against us. And, you know, we can curl those two key forwards. And hope our boys start getting on a run up front and start kicking a, you know, a good old-fashioned bag, which would definitely help us over the line. Because both teams, as no secret, aren't going great. But hopefully it should be a tight contest.
Steve, you've got a really mobile forward line and only one tall at the moment most of the time down there in Tom McDonald. So that probably you probably need pretty fast corridor ball movement if you're going to play that sort of forward line. Is there any potential for a second tall, like a 196er down there? Because I just thought it's left up to Tom to stand and deliver a little bit and might be a bit much for one tall.
Yeah, no doubt. Our ball movement is designed around with those mobile forwards. And like Bailey Fritch and Jake Melksham, they're not bad one-on-ones, but as you said before, defences are so good now. Doesn't matter if you have a good one-on-one matchup. There's someone else coming to help. So Tommy Mack is shouldering that load.
Any chance Wiedemann comes into the side this weekend?
I think he played pretty well. He's been working on his contest in the air, so that could be a real possibility. I even gave Goody a little tap on the shoulder, said, oh, he's play forward if he needs me, but yeah.
A lot of people have said that, though, Stephen. A lot of people are saying that this could be the big move that Goodwin's got up his sleeve. Everyone knows you were pretty handy forward in your junior days.
Yeah, no, I just reminded him. I said to Justin, our forwards coach, I said, hey, mate, if you need someone crashing packs, I'm happy to do it. And he just laughed at me. So I think I'm a bit far down the pecking order. But, yeah, if we get Wido back, that'll be good to help Tommy Mack. Because, yeah, like you said before, Richo, he is shouldering most of the contest work.
Stephen, we appreciate your time. Looking forward to the Demons getting back on the winners list against Matty Richardson's Tigers on the weekend.
Not my Tigers.
What are you saying that for?
Hey, Stephen,
did you not kick 800 goals for them?
While these two are chatting around you, can you tell me what you thought Steel Sidebottom should have received as a penalty? What do you think he was going to get?
I was just actually reading that before I answered. I think he got 4 weeks.
Yeah, he got four. Were you surprised at that?
I didn't really know any of the facts, to be honest. I just heard that he was in an Uber, and a couple of our boys got done for a couple of weeks for going to a barbecue, and so... Mm. I think it's a bit more severe than that, so maybe that's fair, but I don't know. I'm not really across the punishment for the protocols because there hasn't been too many cases thus far.
Fair enough.
You do ask the hard questions, Jared.
Well, I was just wondering what the player fraternity thought about it, but clearly the details haven't got in. When we speak to you on the weekend, Stephen, we'll expect a full assessment of the punishment.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me.
Stephen
May there, Melbourne defender.